Right, I'm joined on the phone by Tanya Branigan, who is in Beijing, standing directly outside what used to be Liu Xiaobo's house. What's the scene there now, Tanya?
Well, in fact, I'm not quite directly outside because coincidentally, they recently decided that they should dig up all the pavements around Liu Xiaobo's house. And so that means that, strangely, journalists have been shunted down the pavement a little bit. But we can still see the point where he used to live. And, of course, until very recently, Liu Xia, his wife, was under house arrest here. We've been down here many times before and nobody's been allowed in to see her. There actually seem to be fewer police around today than there have been in recent days. And for that reason, some people suspect that perhaps Liu Xia's not here at the moment, that she may have been taken elsewhere by the police. Of course, she's had her communications cut off. We simply don't know. But it's certainly a tactic that security officers have often used. We know that other people, the dissidents, other supporters of Liu, have been taken away from Beijing, either returned to their hometowns, which in many cases are hundreds of miles away from their actual homes in the capital, or in other cases have, as the Chinese put it, been holidayed. So they've been taken off to spas or other places and told they should stay there for a few days.
It really sounds like the police are taking no chances whatsoever. It seems like a fairly big crackdown, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, when you talk to human rights campaigners, they say this is really, in recent years, certainly this is unprecedented, both in terms of how long the crackdown has been going on for and in terms of how many activists and dissidents it's applied to. I mean, it is common to see increased surveillance and detentions and house arrests and so forth in the run-up to either politically sensitive events such as meetings or when there have been anniversaries. For example, last year was the 20th anniversary of the Tiananmen protests, and again, we saw that. But the fact that this has been going on, in some cases, people have been taken away sort of 2 months ago, that really isn't something that we're used to seeing here.
It's sometimes quite difficult to tell with the Chinese government because their language can be quite bullish, but it sounds like they're genuinely outraged that the Nobel Committee has awarded the prize to him. Is that fair?
Well, we've certainly seen this spate of articles in the Chinese press. I mean, to start with, they seemed to be sort of to ignore the Nobel Peace Prize, but then we saw this torrent of articles, which continued yesterday and today, in which they denounce the Nobel Peace Prize. They talk about it being part of a Western plot to undermine China, a conspiracy. They argue that Liu is really just sort of a tool of Western forces. Peter, I'm sorry, I've got to go. Bye.